Okay, well, we left off a few nights ago, or a few days ago, about the dinim of watching your body, you know, being healthy, the various seasonality that are sakana. Okay, also in this siman is the dinim of, it's called bal tashchis. Bal tashchis is you're not allowed to destroy things for no reason at all. In fact, today is Tu Bishvat, it has to do with ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. Over there, the pasuk says that because you eat from a fruit tree, you're not allowed to cut it down. So there's a negative commandment in the Torah of wasting property. In other words, just like you have to, like it says, just like you have to take care of your body not to ruin it, you have an obligation that you're not allowed to waste things. It's the biblical transgression of bal tashchis, of wasting things. Which, by the way, means if you break something, you know, just you want to break it or anything, that's called transgressing a biblical commandment of bal tashchis. Another interesting thing is many times people waste food. They waste paper towels. They waste plates. They waste a lot of things.
Waste time,
yeah. But that's more of your body, wasting your life. But there's a din, you're not allowed to waste anything that's not used forever. In fact, very interesting, but we saw this by the Rebbe, when it came, I'll tell you a story that happened. A guy wrote to the Rebbe, the guy that was in charge of Tzach. I'm talking about when I was still a Bach, you're talking 50 years ago. He wrote to the Rebbe, he had two options. One is, there's two pa'ulas he could have done, two things, you know, programs he could have done. One would be cheaper, but less people would put on tefillin, and one would be more expensive, but more people would put on tefillin. So he asked the Rebbe, which one should he do? And the Rebbe answered him very sharply, basically. And the Rebbe said, since when is money an issue when you're talking about people doing mitzvahs? Since when is money an issue? So when it came to issues like that, the Rebbe was very free with money that, you know, not God forbid to wait, but that things should get done. Yet if the Rebbe walked outside, Sukkot time, remember that myself, I saw it myself a few times. The Rebbe would walk outside from his room to go home at night, and the Rebbe would see the light in his sukkah outside 7-7 would be on. The Rebbe would turn around. He said, Yiddish, I showed Yiddish a geld. It's a shame wasting Jewish money. Why is the light burning? It's not needed. You know, you don't need to close the light. So, you know, when it comes to, I'll give you simple examples where this is very, very practical. So, and yet, it's not a question of the money. It's a question of the hashkafa, the outlook. People wash their hands, and they take right away 4 or 5 paper towels. And they go like this, and they throw it out. 1 or 2 would definitely be enough. They didn't dry your hands properly with 2 of them. You don't need to use 4. It sounds stupid, but it's not, because it's the concept of just wasting things for no reason at all. I just heard a report on the radio. They're talking about the expenses of food. You know, everything's going up. They say people statistically waste 40% of their food. This is what they said in the radio the other day. 40% of the food people waste. So, like, why are you wasting food? You just don't throw out things. You know, if it's still good, you use it, you eat it. All these types of things are all part of the negative commandment, by the way, bal tashchis. You're not allowed to destroy things for no reason at all. In fact, there's another very interesting story with the Rebbe, and when the Rebbe wanted something, he was very stubborn about it. They bought the Rebbe a new car. A number of years before the Rebbe passed away, they bought the Rebbe a brand new car. It was custom made. Somebody paid for it. That the Rebbe shouldn't have to bend so much to get into it. But it was a very nice car. And the Rebbe came out from 770, and everybody's waiting, what's going to be with this new car? The Rebbe walked outside, and the new car is there. The driver opens the door, and the Rebbe says, like, where's the other car? And they said, no, they bought the Rebbe a new car. The Rebbe said, what's wrong with the old one? The Rebbe refused to go into the car. He refused to go into the car. I didn't see it. I was here, but you saw a video of it. The Rebbe refused to go into the car until they brought the Rebbe was waiting a few minutes until they went and brought the old car. And the new car ended up going into storage. The Rebbe said, "What's wrong with the old car? What are you buying a new car for? What's wrong with the old car? It's still running. It's good. What do I need a new car? Like, why are you wasting money? Take the money and use it for something better." You know? But that's an attitude of Torah, that you don't waste things, no matter what it may be. Now, there's a special negative commandment that you're not allowed to chop down a fruit tree. Like we said, this pasuk that speaks about Adam eats a soda, it says, because you eat from it, so therefore you're not supposed to chop it down, because, you know, it's a tree you eat from, you sustain yourself from.
But it doesn't give any fruit.
One second. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. In fact, that's a pasuk in Chumash with the Gemara. But Rabbi Yehuda Chosetz writes, it's even sakana to cut down a fruit tree. Besides the forbidden aspect of it, it's sakana. It's dangerous to chop down a fruit tree. Whatever the spirit, say cutting, taking a haircut down Rosh Chodesh, that type of whatever sakana it is. But Al Rebbe says an interesting thing. When are you allowed to? When are you allowed? In California, there's a lot of fruit trees. And people are buying houses and they want to knock down fruit trees in front of the yard, backyard, or whatever. The question is, are you allowed to or not? So the Al Rebbe happens to be more lenient than a lot of other opinions. The Al Rebbe holds like this. If it's damaging other trees, sometimes you have a sick fruit tree that can make other trees sick. So then you're allowed to chop it down. If you need, this is very important then, if you need the place to build, let's say you want to build a garage or a guest house, and there's a tree in the way. So the Al Rebbe says, then you're allowed to chop it down without any problem. Or it's darkening the window. The tree's right in front of your window and it's not letting light in. So then you'd be allowed to. Or he says, if the wood is more expensive than the tree would be, then you could do it also. And he says, what happens if you're cutting it down to do something like you want to, or like you said, what happens if you want to burn a chair or a table for heat? So then you'd be allowed to. So then the Al Rebbe says like this, if it's a thorn bush, you're allowed to cut it down even if you don't need it. And the Al Rebbe says like this, what happens if the tree does not produce the normal amount of fruit that a normal tree like that produces? So again, you're allowed to chop it down. And then the Al Rebbe says like this, v'cham yesh sakone b'ktitza, cutting down a fruit tree is also sakana. That's from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. And then he says, "Ela." The only time it's not, "Ela derechin is bor lemaila." If you cut it down, the reasons that I mentioned before. So the Al Rebbe writes clearly that if you cut it down because you need the place, or it's darkening your window, or it's making other trees sick, whatever, then there's not even sakana. Other poskim hold that halachically you could chop it down, but there's still sakana. But Al Rebbe says clearly that you could chop it down, there's no sakana. Other poskim hold that it's advisable, but again, Al Rebbe doesn't say this, but if somebody wants to do it, they could do it. What they do is, let's say you want to chop down a fruit tree. So you sell it to the guy that's going to chop it down. The guy that's going to chop it down. Sell him the tree for $1. So then land is acquired with money. So he doesn't have to pick up the tree. He acquires the tree for $1. It's his tree. He's cutting it with kesef. And then the guy knocks it down, so he's knocking down his own tree. He's not even knocking down the Jew's tree. He's knocking down his own tree. So some poskim give that advice also. But according to the Al Rebbe, if you need the place to build, or for that matter, if somebody wants to build a swimming pool, let's say, and there's a tree in the backyard, so they'd be allowed to chop it down because you need the place. What? I'm saying there's no chiv to replant it. What?
Regular trees you can chop down.
Not a fruit tree.
And if it doesn't bring fruit?
Not to a fruit tree you can chop.
If it's a fruit tree that doesn't stop bringing fruit, we're allowed.
If it doesn't what?
Stop after sometimes fruit trees.
If they don't produce regular amount of fruit, then you can cut it down too.
Eating leftover food is a mitzvah?
Eating leftover food?
Yeah.
It depends how well they're camouflaged. I know. I said that Ms. Tama once before. I know There are certain bachrim that will never eat leftovers until they get married and they have to pay for their own food. All of a sudden, they start eating leftovers. You know, when they're eating at home, where the parents pay for the food, they don't eat leftovers. You know, but they start paying for their own food. All of a sudden, everybody eats leftovers.
The leftover is better than the leftovers.
The leftovers are better, than for sure. Okay, so that's that din about cutting down fruit trees and about tashchis.
Right. Variables. That would apply to something you have, the muscles that you're finished. I don't know. I'll use a simple example. You have an old undershirt. You're done with it. Theoretically, it could be used as a shmata, or theoretically, somebody who's in Africa could use it because to them it's like gold.
Right.
But you're the owner, so we're just about cautious because the trees does not create.
Listen, if something's used and it lived its life, you can throw it out. It's not about tashchis. We're talking about when something is still usable. Like, why are you destroying it? You know, like the expression, if it's not broken, why fix it, you know?
What about bush that gives fruit?
Like, it's the same thing. That's a fruit bush. Like a berry bush, you mean, things like that. Yeah, that's the same thing as a tree.
So I'm trying to say, like, is it predicated on the item or on the person's need for the item?
It's on the item.
So
now let me ask you a question. Let's say you have an old suit.
Okay, give it
right. Now, you're not going to wear it anymore, so you'll throw it out. Or there are people, poor people, yeah, whatever, that would use it, yeah? So what's the right thing to do? The easier thing to do is to throw it out. The right thing to do is to give it to somebody that's going to be using it. And it's like that in everything.
Some people say when you want to give tzedakah, the kids see you, you better write a nice check, not to give there.
I understand, you have to do both. One thing has nothing to do with the next, you're going to throw it out anyway, so give it to somebody who's going to use it.
Perfect example is a book.
A what?
A book.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a book, I didn't want to hurt his feelings, I took the book. I don't want that book in my house, so I threw it in the trash. It's not Baltashka, says, you don't want it either. I'm not going to give it to you
because
I don't find value in the book.
But if it's not a treifa book, no, I'll give you an example. Yeah. If it's about other religions or an Epicurus, things like that, that's not a kosher book,
yeah.
Give it to a library.
If it's
a treifa book, then you're not allowed to keep it. You're not allowed to give it to anybody else either.
Okay, a good example would be these kids speak books.
Those books are, the Rabbanim Paskin, you know, to keep them in your house.
No, but the Rabbanim Paskin, that's...
Put them in the garbage.
The Rabbanim said you're not allowed to keep them. I'm going to say you have to throw them out, but you should take them off the shelf.
Right, to get rid of them, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, so technically it's not
but you can give it to Goyim, whatever. But over there it's a different story, because Halacha says you're not allowed to keep the books, so it's a different story.
Right.
No, if it's a book of Avodah Zarah, you can't benefit from it. I just want to tell you, we're talking about this morning. It's an interesting thing. I got a call today from the Shliach in Texas near the...
Dov?
Huh?
Dov Mandel?
No, not Dov Mandel. The guy, a guy who works with Mandel, whatever, let's leave names out. And he told me they're having a prayer thing this week, one of the nights this week, to unite the community, but it's going to be done in the church. That's where the... Okay.
That's such a coincidence.
Okay, so now it's going to be done in the church. And he says the problem is such a small community.
Not on Sunday, I hope.
No, it's going to be one of these nights, one night this week. He said, if we don't go, it's such a small community, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be really bad. Think about it. The whole community is uniting. Everybody's going to be there except him. Anyway, so he said, listen, you're going to have to figure something out. Oh, 1 second. Oh, yeah. 1 second. So I said to him, you know, talk to the other shliach there and figure something out. But you can't go. I can't tell you you're allowed to go to a church service. You know what I mean? You can't do it. So he called me back, interestingly. He said that he talked to the other shliach, and he has a sore throat. So he's going to tell them, listen to this, he's going to tell them that he's afraid he has COVID, and he'll come there with a mask in the parking lot. He'll stay in the parking lot with a mask. He doesn't want to infect other people. I said, that's brilliant. Yiddishikup, they worked it out. I said, you have to speak to the guys on the spot to figure something out. But I told him, there's no way in the world you would be allowed to go to such a thing in a church.
Sunday, they think that you're going to church on Sunday.
No, it's not Sunday.
I'm saying, if you do.